Spirits in my head.
Let us lift your spirits. It's time for the Templeton Rye Whiskey Spirit of the Day.
Today's Spirit of the Day, brought to you by Templeton Rye Whiskey for the Strong Spirit. It goes to the Buffalo Bills.
What did they do?
Well, the Bills are building a new stadium right across the street from their home of the last 50 years.
And it's not going to be a dome, right?
It is not going to be a dome.
Thank God.
And they're going au naturel.
What?
Wow. The Bills announcing that the stadium will have a grass field.
Buffalo, I am proud of you.
General Manager Brandon Bean has said another positive about the stadium is it's going to be grass. We have these debates of turf versus grass. So that was one of the big things we pushed for. It's going to be grass like Lambeau has and have all that coil underneath to keep the field warm. So very excited about that.
Man, that rules. Buffalo.
You want to talk about a place that is proud of where it is from. They are proud of the hardiness they have when it comes to playing games after the month of November in the cold.
Even when the sun is down, John.
Even when the sun is down. And now they're going to play it on grass.
Mm.
You know why?
Why, John?
Because buffaloes don't graze on crushed tire pellets.
That's a great point.
That's true.
Probably would be bad for their innards.
That's your Templeton Rye Spirit of the Day. Whiskey for the strong spirited. TempletonDistillery.com.
Nice. That's really cool. In all seriousness, that's super cool.
I think it's cool, too.
Yeah.
That is really cool. I like grass.
And we have an update on yesterday's Spirit of the Day. You know, the Indiana State baseball team moving at Super Regional.
I feel like when we do this now, I need to get your soapbox. Do you want me to get your soapbox?
I don't need a soapbox.
We need a noise now.
And now it's time for John Bishop.
Wait.
This is not my soapbox.
Extra. Now it's time for John Bishop soapbox.
How is it? What do you mean, my soapbox?
Because I know where this is going to end. You give the update, and I know where this is going. I've seen you tweet about it already. I know where this is going.
My name's John Bishop. Here's my soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
All I was going to tweet.
We've set it down for you, John. Stand up.
All I was going to tweet was how the folks down there at TCU who are hosting the Super Regional have raised
$20,000, right?
Oh yeah, over $20,000 for the Special Olympics of Indiana.
Man, that's so
over $23,000.
It's so cool.
No soapbox necessary. Wonderful gesture.
Oh,
great job.
Okay, nothing else to add.
What else would there be to add?
I don't know, what you put on Twitter earlier.
What did I put on Twitter earlier?
You tell us.
Why don't you read it? Yeah, you're the one who tweeted.
Read the tweet, John.
I don't even remember.
Fuzzy
what
and the glizzy, you know, the grump.
Fuzzy and the glizzy.
What? No, it's $23,000.
They're
great
for
Special Olympics
of
Indiana.
That's so cool.
I don't know why anyone would be upset about that.
I want a fuzzy glizzy.
Seems like a pretty cool gesture and a really nice thing.
I think
for
it's
some
awesome.
Really special people.
There you go.
No soapbox now. If supporting the Special Olympics requires a soapbox, then give me a giant soapbox.
Nice.
Give me the biggest soapbox.
Nice.
Like a crate? Shipping container?
Mm.
Soap shipping container?
Like the size of a semi-tractor trailer.
Shipping container?
Many people are saying that read you just did of the website was really good, by the way.
TempletonDistillery.com.
Yeah. Chris Montana says, I'm not sure why they're getting rid of divisions. Conceivably, Ohio State could play Michigan 3 times in 1 month with the expanded playoffs. Last week of the season, conference championship game, and then the playoffs. John, crap. Now do we need your soapbox?
I'll get it back. Extra.
I think I've made my point perfectly clear.
Pedro says, we are 5-5 last 10 years against Northwestern. We need to have them as a rival. Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan State, UCLA. Now, that would be a great schedule every year. Thanks.
I think a fun tradition for...
Well, you're not going to get that many.
I think a fun tradition every year they play Northwestern would be if they just do one onside kick, just for the fun of it.
As a treat?
As a treat.
For the fans?
It's a tradition thing, you know?
Mm.
Honestly, the other thing I'll be... is how are they... Are they going to make an earnest attempt to balance the schedule? even with the odd number that we think is going to happen of protected games, are they going to make every effort to make sure that Michigan or that Nebraska doesn't go 7 years without seeing Indiana, for example?
You'd hope so. I mean, in theory, if you're playing one locked-in team, one, so let's say it's Iowa, that means that there are 14 schools that you need to play. You could easily knock that out in 2 years.
You could.
Easily, because you'll have eight other games. That means 16 over
the
course.
Another reason why I like divisions.
You like divisions?
Because
wow,
because,
John likes divisions.
Because you would be able
and
to
division.
You would be able to schedule very easily every year. You know, you've got
the Empire like to divide.
You've got seven games against your division, and then you rotate two from the other side every year. Two. The math works perfectly. But in college sports, we like to make things more complicated than they need to be.
A tradition going back to the beginning of college
the
sports.
The very beginning.
Yeah. Why would they change now?
Well, we called an audible today because Steve Sipple, stop me if you've heard this before, wasn't able to join us today.
What?
He'll join us tomorrow at 4:50.
Yeah.
So, Dumb Debates is back in its original time slot.
As the good Lord intended, man. This is the way to separate the beginning of the week from the end of the week with Dumb Debates.
Wednesday's the perfect day for it.
It's the marker of, oh, the downturn has begun. It's Thursday tomorrow? Oh, my gosh.
Downturn of the week, not the grum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's been happening for years.
So, 402-951-1620 if you want to text in your Dumb Debates to the 42 degrees by the source, or the source, by your mom's house hotline. Or tweet at us at USC1620. Use the hashtag Dumb Debates or email your Dumb Debates to john@1620thezone.com or josh@1620thezone.com, the Equitable Bank inbox. Dumb Debates back on Wednesday, 1 week only, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.